Welcome to the Shulamite Podcast, an extension of Shulamite Ministries and Shulamite.com, with weekly interviews and teaching with author and speaker Martha Kilpatrick and hosted by John Enslow. This weekly podcast is a way to stay connected to the ministry. So come experience anointed messages, not giving just another method, but a living impartation.
I'm just going to share a couple of things that are just rocking my boat and getting me so excited. And feeling so, you'll see, you'll have the same feeling when I get to it. This is going to be part of both. There's two things I'm working on side by side, not at the same time. The booklet on binding and loosing, and also the book or booklet about warfare. And working on binding and loosing, I've had to go deeply into what constitutes church. Because binding and loosing has to do, it is the keys given to the church. Church being what Jesus puts together. We in this room, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of us, we are church. Because he bonded us together. He built this church. Absolutely. I've told the story of Shulamite happened and was birthed. It just appeared. And it suddenly was. So church is anybody who's under the headship of Christ, truly and fully connected to someone else who is under the headship. That's just the way it is set up by Jesus. Because when Jesus asked the disciples, who do they say I am? And they said, John the Baptist, Elijah. He said, Peter, who do you say I am? No, he said to the disciples, who do you say I am? And Peter spoke up and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And immediately, Peter's name was changed. He had been Simon. And Jesus said, blessed art thou, Peter, Barjona. For flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. So it's the revelation of who Jesus is, not just the Son of God, but the Christ, the Savior, the Messiah. When you know that he is the Savior, then you are church. If you come under that lordship, you are in the church, whether you choose to be in it or not is another matter. But you are, he has built you, he has put you a living stone into place in his great organization of the church. Barjona means, I never knew this, and it's so exciting, son of the Spirit. He had then become a son of the Spirit and by a new name. The new name Peter was means pebble. And on this rock means giant rock, I will build my church. And he was not talking about building it on Peter. He doesn't build it on a man. He builds it on himself. That's one of the gravest errors that began for Christianity. It was a subtle misunderstanding delivered on the enemy's part to take it away from Christ. But Peter was the pebble, and I've always felt like the Holy Spirit showed me he was the type that Jesus wants, a fully alive human who's fully spontaneous, fallible, and stupid at times, it seems. And Jesus can deal with someone who's fully human. It's when someone tries to be less than or more than human that there's a problem of revelation. But to know who Christ is a gift from heaven. It's who knows how sovereign that is and what circumstances lead up to that. What happened in Peter's life that he had the revelation? That would be very interesting to know. But he said to him, thou art Peter Barjona. Peter had now had an experience of revelation of the Spirit. And Jesus said, on this I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Actually, he said, the gates of Hades will not prevail against it. So linking that with another passage where Jesus said, I'll give you the keys of the kingdom, and whatever you bind shall have been bound in heaven, and whatever you loosed shall be loosed in heaven. And then he took it to another place in Matthew 18, speaking of someone who refused to hear. If he has a problem, go alone. If they don't hear it, go too. If they still don't hear it, tell it to the church. And then comes, whatsoever you bind on earth shall have been bound in heaven. That's the solution to church problems, is the binding and loosing using the authority of the keys of the kingdom. So all of three of those bound together explain and identify what church really is. It's just astounding. Now, Jesus said he would build his church. I don't think that real church is rare, but it is certainly man's ambition to build a church for Jesus. And this can be done. It's never for Jesus. If man builds it, if man puts his hand to it to construct it, it's dead. It belongs to, for the most part, the enemy. Those ideas may be radical to some, but to me, the scripture is very clear. Jesus said, I will build my own church. That doesn't mean the building is not, all buildings are not of him. That doesn't mean that at all. It means, what's the origin? How did it happen? Who built it? Did any of us in this room choose each other? No. We got. We got linked and bound. And he put these stones together, and we have been arranged in what was more perfect than we know and can see, a perfect order. And it extends beyond this room and beyond us. It extends wherever Christ has bound us together. And you know how they say, if you go seven generations, you'll find someone you know. Well, it's the same way with the body of Christ. We are linked, and someday we'll know who all we're linked to. I've just heard from a woman that, goodness, how many years ago, 12 years ago, was at a conference, and really, she dropped away. We haven't heard from her. All of a sudden, I learned that she and her group have been following us on the podcast very faithfully. And so we're linked. That link and that bond, you'd have to work hard to resist. It can be done, and we've seen it done. You can refuse to be in your place in that order. Refuse to be built together. I will build my church, and it means together, so that the Father is our Father. But the thing that has hit me with such force is that the gates of Hades will not prevail against it. Now, if we come into that, the gates stand for an open and shut opening, a gate. The keys stand for that which opens and shuts the gate. The church has the keys over the gates of hell, and we need to use it to close it by faith. The word Hades means the place of death. It's a place. And this is a spirit revelation, but I finally understand that the gates of hell will not prevail against what is church. Has it prevailed? Have we had the onslaught of hell? Personally, corporately? Yes. Yes. And many who are not here are still in the throes of that war that keep them from being here. And some are with us who are not here, but have been put so deeply with us. And some family, some not family. But that, if we understood that we have the keys to that gate to hell, Jesus said, I have the keys to hell and death. He has the keys. He has shared that authority with the church. So whatever is coming against us, individually, corporately, in the world where we have connections, we have the authority in prayer and surrender and being church to see to it that the gates of death will not prevail against us. We are in a place in the church, being willing to be in our place. And for some, that's a place of service. For some, that's a place of leadership. For some, that's a place of prayer. It's all, if you follow the will of God, you will come to your right place and it will fit you perfectly. We are living stones, and I know you know that Jesus is the stone, the cornerstone. He's the standard. That means he's the thing by which all is measured. You do the whole cornerstone, and I understand that you take every measurement from the cornerstone because it's the true, what? The true building block. So Jesus is that, but we are being fitted to that stone individually. That means they cut the stones, they polish the stones, they prime the stones away from the temple. And they only came to the temple when they could fit perfectly together. And that's what God is doing in this life. He's forming his stones individually, corporately. We've been formed corporately. The church is being chiseled and made to fit. And it's going to be a living, we are living stones. That's incomprehensible. We are living stones. And we are learning how to be the bride of Christ corporately. And help each other become ready to meet him. But the most incredible thing, and it goes into the book on the one WON war, is that when he builds his church, we can know by his word that the gates and plans of hell, the authority of hell, cannot prevail. If we put that into practice, like I've seen done just a few times, it's incredible power. So we could lose any place that Satan has taken over in our children, in our grandchildren, in this community, in the church, in the world, for revival. We could get in touch with what God wants, God's plans in heaven. And if he says that you are to do that, then that tells you you can know what's bound in heaven. It's simple. It's available. It's that available. All we do is look and ask. And it is revealed. He's ready to reveal what he wants to come to this earth. It's the first issue of prayer after worshiping the Father. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That prayer encompasses those passages of giving us the keys of the kingdom. We have the command to bring the kingdom down. We have the command to know what's in heaven. And know what the will of God is. It's not obscure. It's only when we're obscure and have another agenda that it's not available. It is instantly available. And I don't think there's anything that the enemy has opposed more strongly in this group than prayer, than corporate prayer. That is something that is constantly a frustration to me because I don't ever feel that we've got the victory over that. But from this day on, we have the victory because the gates of hell cannot rob this church built for Christ by Christ himself. We have to see ourselves as something divinely ordained, sovereignly arranged by the name of Jesus Christ put together.
We hope you've enjoyed the Shulamite podcast. For all the latest from Shulamite Ministries, please visit us at shulamite.com, where you'll find Martha's daily devotions, posts from getalongwithgod.com, and the online library of all of Martha's writings. At shulamite.com, downloading the free Shulamite app is easy, and livingchristianbooks.com is only a click away. Thank you for joining us on this journey to discover a God worth knowing.